Today, I'm bringing you something that perhaps every home has experienced or is still experiencing, and that has to do with conflict. The interesting thing about conflict is that depending on how you go about it, it could work against your marriage or work for your marriage. And that's why today we will be looking at some reasons why you should stop avoiding conflict in your marriage. Welcome to the Reconnected Marriage Partners podcast. Hi, we are David and
Eben,
your host on the show. We know what it's like to feel less connected as a couple while juggling the increasing responsibilities and demands of work, life, and parenthood.
We also know what it feels like to achieve a deeper level of connection and intimacy in marriage while raising a family.
If you're ready to reconnect on a deeper level, reignite the passion in your marriage, and enjoy a more exciting and satisfying marriage,
even if you're raising children with limited time, this podcast was made for you.
Be prepared to be empowered and inspired to build the strong and connected marriage you truly desire. All right, let's light up that spark. Come on! In celebration of our 100th episode, we have decided to give 5 free coaching calls to 5 spouses or couples. Yes. And you ask, how can you win? To be entered to win, please fill out the Google form attached to the episode show notes. You have the option to remain anonymous if you choose, but in order to get the free coaching, we would need your information to contact you.
Again, 5 free 45 minutes marriage coaching sessions to 5 married individuals or couples that need some more customized support as it relates to connecting with their spouses. Please, if you do need this session, take the chance, and you just might be that individual or couple to win the offer. This offer lasts until the end of the month, April 30th.
Yes, April 30th. Do it. Hi, friends, and welcome to another inspiring and empowering time on this show. It's been a wonderful day and a wonderful week, with sprinkles of rains, hearing the birds sing, and seeing the grasses grow and the flowers bloom. I know for some persons it's not usually the best season of the year because of allergies. I do pray that the Lord is your strength as you go through this season. Today, I'm bringing you something that's perhaps every home has experienced or is still experiencing, and that has to do with conflict. The interesting thing about conflict is that depending on how you go about it, it could work against your marriage or work for your marriage. And that's why today we will be looking at some reasons why you should stop avoiding conflict in your marriage. And I know you're just like, well, maybe some person is like, what say thee? What I'm trying to say is this, that there are times wherein we need to face conflict head on, but it's all about the way we go about it. But today I'm not talking about the way we go about it. I'm rather going to be speaking about 3 reasons why you should stop avoiding conflict in your marriage. Before I go into that, I want to just say that depending on your upbringing or the relationships you've had in the past, and I'm even talking about maybe the kind of relationship you've had with your parents, relatives, maybe even spouse, teachers, it tends to also affect the way we view conflict or the way we approach conflict. Now, if as a child, you always shut down, maybe you're told to keep quiet, maybe you're not allowed to express yourself. It could even be watching the way parents deal with conflicts and you're not comfortable with it. Maybe your parents were the ones who used to shout, maybe break things, you know, express their anger in an unhealthy way. And you may be one who may decide to avoid conflict. You know, it feels safer to not get into it than actually getting into it. And there are some other reasons that one can begin to avoid conflicts in their marriage. So when we talk of avoiding conflict, what does it look like? An example would be, there's something you need to talk about. There's something that is actually upsetting you. But because it seems as though everything has been good, you don't want to be seen as that bad partner or that bad spouse, the one who wants to throw off the balance of peace in the home, you decide to hold things back. It could be as a husband who comes home from work and the wife has been at home. He comes home to a house that has been littered with toys everywhere in the living room and all that, and the children had not picked things up. Well, you don't want to be that spouse who just comes in and begins to say, oh, why is the whole house like this and all that kind of a thing. So you just swallow it, you smile, kiss your wife, but every day you come in and you see that, a piece of you disappears, but you still keep that front. Another example would be perhaps the spouse who is working late and the husband is waiting at home. The wife comes in late, you know, every night and saying, you know what, work was so tough. I had these things to do and all that. He smiles, gives her a kiss and all that. But deep down, he knows he needs to discuss this, but he doesn't just want to have that conversation because he doesn't know what the response will be or how it's going to escalate. He does not want to disturb the balance of the peace in the home. So he keeps quiet. Now, the thing about this is that it does have an effect on the marriage. And I'd like to share three things that could happen as a result of avoiding conflict. One would be that it can lead to resentment and frustration. The thing about resentment is that it may just fester and it will just be like that sleeping volcano wherein it's just there. And one day it will just erupt. And it may not even be for the reason. It may be for something very minute. And you just wonder, where did this anger come from? Your spouse is looking at you and wondering, okay, why is this escalating so fast? But that's because there has been resentment holding in until there is this eruption. The second thing is that there is a chance of drifting apart instead of actually growing closer. Because the more resentment steps in, the more frustration steps in, there will be, you know, that avoidance, because the more you avoid to the more you avoid that conversation, or the more you tend not to speak about what is maybe hurting you and all that, then there could be drifting apart. And some of you already understand this, you know. I've also noticed it with me, and that's why we tend to ensure that we have the conversation and we don't bottle things up, even my wife too, because we just feel that distance when we don't address things that needs to be addressed. And so it's important. Now, the third reason why, you know, you should stop avoiding conflict is that you do miss opportunities for growth. You miss opportunities for growth. Because what happens with conflict is that it gives an opportunity for you to perhaps maybe understand your spouse better, see things from their point of view. And growth always involves change. It's something that can even be positive, and usually positive change often involves some level of tension and discomfort. And so it's important to not avoid conflict, because there may be something there that both of you can learn and grow from. So when we decide that we would avoid conflict, then we're not giving room for growth. We are actually accepting stagnation rather than growth. So it's important that we not avoid conflicts. You know, if it's something that needs to be spoken or discussed, go ahead and discuss it. So I mentioned three things, you know, lead to resentment, leads to frustration. Also talks, it allows you to drift apart instead of growing closer. And then you miss opportunities for growth or opportunities to grow. And I just want to say, as we round up, if you're struggling in this area and you're just wondering, okay, what can we do then? By God's grace, next week, I will be sharing some practical tips to do instead of avoiding conflicts. And if you can't wait for next week, you can enter to win one of the 5 slots of the free coaching. In this coaching session, you can actually talk with me one-on-one and have customized responses to your concerns. And please remember that the deadline to complete the Google form ends on Tuesday, April 30th. So that's it for tonight, and I look forward to connecting with you again next week and to read your responses to the Google form. And on that note, I say God bless you and yours. Stay connected. Shalom.
If you like that Among Show,
please don't forget to leave a review
to spread the love.
Hi, friend. If you've been inspired or found value in this episode, one of the best ways to thank us is to leave a written review on Apple Podcast. We would love to hear from you.
Please feel free to share this episode with friends and family, and together we can build stronger marriages, families, and communities.
Stay connected. Shalom.